guys, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. It is Wednesday, and I'm uploading a midweek podcast, which honestly normally doesn't happen. My normal schedule was always posting on Mondays, and then I started to post Monday, Friday, and then I did Eve Miss, where I posted every day, and now we're back to Monday, Friday episode. But I figured I'd throw in a surprise episode for you guys today since I'm on winter break for school. I have some more time to kind of upload some episodes and record for you guys, so I figured I would take advantage of the time that I have. Today's going to be a super random Q&A advice thing. I had a few things that I kind of never really talked about in my Instagram Q&A that I was like, you know what, let me save it for an episode and answer some advice for you guys asked for. I got quite a few things that I wanted to talk about today that you guys asked me, so we're going to go ahead and get started in it. It's Wednesday. You guys heard my life updates on Monday, so today we're just clean slate, and starting over. I actually got a direct message to talk about more kind of teenage advice and dealing with mean girls in high school, dealing with liking boys in high school, jealousy, being a little bit of a loner, not having too many friends, a bunch of things that you guys kind of wanted me to talk about for younger teens that are kind of middle school, high school. So I went through your DMs. Don't worry. I listened to the advice that you guys wanted to know. So I'm going to kind of just start this episode off by talking a little bit of that. I'm 21 years old. So I was in high school a few years ago, not too long ago. I graduated high school 3 years ago. I personally am going to sit here and tell you that high school was probably the worst 4 years of my life ever. I really did not like high school at all, and I feel like it didn't show. I never showed how much I disliked it, but I really, really, really did not like high school. I will talk about my high school journey because I feel like that'll help you guys. I'll talk a little bit about my middle school in case you're going through that right now. So when I was in middle school, I was a very quiet kid the first 2 years. Like, I was very, like, I had, like, a small group of friends, and I stuck with that group of friends, and that was it. Like, I had, like, 4 or 5 really good friends my first 2 years of middle school. I played sports, but, like, in high school, sports are a part of your school, but in middle school, at least for here, they weren't. So I played sports that were outside of school. So in school, like, I really wasn't that involved with anyone. Like, I just had a few girlfriends that I played sports with, and that was it. My last year of middle school, I kind of branched out a little bit, and I had made like a much bigger group of friends and had become like a little bit, not popular, but a little bit more well known than just like a shy person. I was more like outgoing, and I had a lot more friends in middle school. I didn't have a group of small friends. I had like a bunch of not too close friends. So in middle school, I had a bunch of friends and was kind of branching out of my comfort zone a little bit. And that kind of made me more confident to go into high school with that, because I was like, okay, I'm going into high school with more friends, even though they're not super close friends. I'm at least going into high school knowing more people. Going into high school, I played sports. So high school sports kind of start in the summer, so you could train and try out. And I think playing sports in high school is a really good way to make friends super, super fast and kind of have a group of girls that will always have your back. So for me, joining the soccer team, I was on varsity, and having all those sophomore, junior, senior girls that kind of like, quote unquote, not ran the school, but, you know, had a little bit more control in school and whatever, having that was very, it makes you very confident to walk into school knowing you have a group of girls behind you that will kind of stick up for you, say hi to you in the hallways, sit with you at lunch, etc. So I feel like having that kind of backbone and having that behind you can just really help you get through a lot of things in high school and make you feel more confident walking in on your first day, because I feel like walking in on your first day of high school is one of the scariest things ever. Like, I remember that day being so petrified, even though I had friends that I was going to school with and meeting up with before walking into class. I was just petrified of the whole idea of high school. Like, I hated every single like nerve of anxiousness that I felt, of anxiety that I felt. I absolutely hated the feeling of it. And yeah, so basically I had kind of been in this little rut of like being super anxious. And even though I had a lot of friends that I was walking into high school with, I still was like, I don't know how this is going to go. My first year of high school was probably the best year of high school I ever had, because I was just so focused on my sports and I had such a good group of friends. Like, I had close friends, like a close group of friends, but then I also had friends with every sport that I played, track, basketball, soccer. I had such a big group of friends. I wasn't like working a part-time job really. Like I was babysitting on weekends, but that was really it. So it's like I didn't have any real responsibilities besides like school and sports, and having like high school sports. I'm such like, I love sports. I love being an athlete. So having that was kind of just like made me really excited for school, was having those sports. So basically, I had freshman year. I loved freshman year so much. Sophomore year, I was a little bit bumpy. Like I was a little bit like, okay, sophomore year is kind of just like a blank to me, honestly. I don't really remember much from it. I feel like I had the same group of friends, but I just was not as like excited about school anymore. I was kind of like, eh, like a little bit over it. I was never that student or like that high schooler that was going to parties every weekend. My high school wasn't a huge party school anyways. Like we didn't really have a lot of parties. But it's sophomore year and freshman year, I definitely wasn't going to them. Freshman year, I hung out with my friends a lot, like every single weekend. I also grew up with very strict parents. My parents were very, very strict on me in high school. Once I kind of graduated high school, they were not strict on me. But my freshman year of high school, they were extremely strict on me. What time I had to be home at night, who I was going out with, who like what days I was going out on the weekend. I was not allowed to talk to boys, like nothing. And I do feel like having that really strict household, especially if you're like a foreign household where your parents don't really understand things, like I feel like a lot of my audience could kind of relate to that as well. Having that like super strict household can kind of make you want to just do things that you're not supposed to do even more, because it's like them not telling you to do it. You're like, okay, either way, I'm going to do it. Now I want to do it even more, because why can't I do it? I need to find out why this isn't something I'm supposed to be doing, etc. So I feel like I had that little rebellious mindset for a little bit of time where I was like, okay, this is something I really want to do. Like, this is like something I want to, like, I want to cross this bridge, because what's the reason of me not being able to do it, type of thing, which is like not a healthy mindset. I'm not advocating for this, because it got me into a lot of trouble, and I just feel like I could have had a way better character development earlier on if I just didn't do the things that I did. But at the end of the day, I did what I did, and like it's over. I wasn't like a crazy bad kid, but I just definitely didn't listen to every single thing that my parents had said. So sophomore year, I kind of was just in that mindset of like, okay, now all of my friends are starting to go to parties and I'm not allowed to even go out past 10 p.m. on the weekend. So what am I supposed to do? Why am I missing out on all these things, etc. Junior year was the worst year of my high school. Senior year was pretty bad too, but junior year was the absolute worst year of my high school. I was just in the most toxic relationships, whether it was friends or whatever, the worst year of my life. Like junior year did a lot of damage to me, and it's like, it's so weird because people will think of like, if you know me personally, you'll be like, oh my God, high school Liv was so fun. Like she always wanted to drink and she was always laughing, not drink, but like party. She always wanted to like go out. She always wanted to do all these things. And college Liv is so boring. College Liv just wants to stay home and sleep early. And high school Liv was the most depressed version of Liv possible. I was such an anxious, depressed person. Like when I say depressed, I'm not just saying that word like lightly. Like I would not use that word lightly. Like I was at a really, 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 really low place in my life. So I just feel like I was at such a low place in my life, and I'm kind of just like looking back at it, I see how I am now. And it's like, if you were to see me now, unless you knew me, you wouldn't think that I was like way happier, because in high school I was always laughing and screaming and around people. And when I say screaming, I mean like just like loud because of how happy I was. But every single time I was home and I was alone, I was crying. I was scrolling through Tumblr, finding the saddest quotes that you could ever find. Like I was so, so sad my junior year of high school. And growing out of that, it took a while, because it's like, okay, junior year I was really sad. Senior year I was kind of recovering from that sadness, but I was still not like, I'm not proud of who I was my junior senior year. I feel like freshman and sophomore year I was more kind of innocent. I didn't mean any malicious like actions. I didn't mean to hurt anyone freshman sophomore year. I was kind of just lost and figuring it out. Junior, senior year, I feel like all the pain that I had ever gotten from anyone else, I didn't want to make anyone go through what I went through, but I couldn't help but treat people badly because I had been getting treated badly by people I knew. So senior year was a really big, like, I'm just like in this to finish school. Like, I'm just going to be friends with these people because they're really mean to me, but I have a few more months left of high school. Let me just stick with it. I'm going to stay in this relationship, even though it's not good for me, because I just want to finish school. Like, I just want to, you know, I was just in that mindset of I'm almost done with high school. Let me just stick with whatever I have right now, even though it's making me so depressed and upset, just so that I can finish this last year. So having that is honestly, it's such a dark place to be in, number one. Number two, it's like you're not doing yourself any favors just telling yourself like it'll be over soon. Like, let me just get through it. Like, no, you're absolutely not doing yourself any favors at all. And I feel like, yeah, senior year was kind of just like a recovery year. Like, I feel like junior year, I went through a lot during junior year. That senior year was kind of like, okay, now you're just going to recover from everything you went through this past year. Like, that past year really got to you. Now you kind of have to just like recover from it. So senior year was all about recovering, and I did not do it in the best way possible. I hurt a lot of people and I hurt myself, and I definitely was still not my happiest. I was doing things I should have not been doing. I was having a lot of intrusive thoughts. Like, it was just not good. Graduating high school, it felt like you had taken a 700-pound boulder off of my back and off of my shoulders, and all of this anxiety, pressure, depression had just been lifted off of my body. I remember my first year after high school, that summer, I was working my first job in the city, and everyone at that age was kind of like just doing like small jobs, like going, like working at a summer camp or like working at the mall, like just something like small, which is something I was normally doing. But this was my first year that I was like, okay, I'm working like a real big girl job in the city, you know? So I feel like working that first like big girl job put me in a really new mindset. And it was being in the city too, really like learning how to use the subway, learning how to use the bus, like learning the train system, all these things. Like, it sounds so little once you get used to it, but leading up to it, you're like, wow, I really have to like going. If you've never been in the New York subway by yourself and you just go in there and you try to figure it out, it's very difficult. You see like rats like running around the train station. People are in a rush, running into you and everything. And for the first few times you do it, it's all just like anxiety and stress. But then you get used to it and you're like, okay, now I can figure it out. And now you're one of those people that's just running and knowing what to do. But my first summer out of high school, I remember sitting in New York in Central Park. I was taking a lunch break. So I was sitting in Central Park in New York City, taking a lunch break at my first big girl full-time job. And I'm reading this group chat. I remember I was telling you guys, like, in senior year, I was kind of just like dealing with these people who did not make me happy, but I was just sticking with until I graduated high school. Reading this group chat with those girls that I was in a group chat with, and seeing myself getting completely targeted in this group chat. Like, Olivia, you never hang out with us. You never answer this group chat. You never text us back. You haven't hung out with us all summer. You haven't gone out with us all summer. And the things that these girls were doing were not things that I did or that I was interested in doing and not something I wanted in my life. I'm not going to get into detail about things that these girls were doing, but they were just not, it was not my lifestyle. Like, I was not like I was never someone who wanted to like try drugs or go to raves or like drink a bunch. Like, I was not ever into that. And so like, being friends with people who are into that and not wanting to really discover it for yourself, I think says a lot. And I never wanted to discover it for myself, like, ever. And I remember like getting literally ripped apart in this group chat. I remember vividly exactly where I was sitting, exactly what I was wearing, everything. And I was getting ripped apart in this group chat. And I remember I had not answered at all because I'm working a full-time job at this point. Like, I was literally going into the city. I was getting picked up at 8 a.m. I was getting into the city at 9 a.m. and getting home at like 6 p.m. And then like, I had a few close friends that I have like friends that I've been friends with since I was literally like 5 years old. Those are girls and guys that I will hang out with for the rest of my life and be friends with for the rest of my life. So I would see them here and there in the summertime at night. But my priority was like, I'm working and then I'm doing like my side hustle when I get home, and then I'll go hang out with my super close friends. But as for like the friends that I had in high school, like, it's not like they made me feel super good. Like, they were not good friends to me, and maybe I wasn't good friends to them either because I didn't fit their lifestyle. So I couldn't really provide them with what they wanted or, you know, whatever. But basically, I had kind of been very, I don't know, like, I remember just reading this group chat and being like, wow, like, what am I getting ripped apart for right now? Like, I'm getting cursed at. I'm getting like, these girls are being so mean to me. Like, what did I do? And I saw it's literally because I wasn't answering the group chat about plans and how I'm never hanging out with them and I'm totally just ghosting them. And I remember sitting in the park and just leaving the group chat. Like, that was all that I did. I didn't respond. I didn't say, why is everyone being like rude to me? Why is everyone targeting me? I literally left the group chat, deleted the group chat, and that was it. Like, that was all that I did. And then I left the Snap group chat, the Instagram group chat, etc. And I remember starting that summer, I was obviously a little bit lost because I was adjusting to like a new lifestyle with this like New York job. I left this my friends in high school. I was like getting ready for college. I wasn't in a relationship yet. I still had my close friends, but you know, you sometimes things happen with that as well. Like, there's not always just like rainbows with your really close friends. You're going to get into fights with them as well. And I remember like in the beginning of this summer before college, I was a little bit lost and a little bit like, okay, now what? A little bit confused. Then I eventually started to kind of just grow through everything and really start working on myself. And yes, there's been ups and downs and highs and lows throughout that whole journey. But I think leaving high school was like something I really needed to do. And leaving all the people that I was surrounded with in high school was something I really needed to do. And that first summer, I remember like really like finding those super close friends and really confiding in them and putting everything I have into them, really trying to work on my relationship that I wanted, the guy I wanted to be with, who I'm currently with right now. And I remember really wanting to be with him. And now I am. So everything I did worked and everything I grew through worked. But in that moment, it was not an easy journey. I don't think anything that's worth it is ever easy. But I just remember being like, okay, I need to change up the way I'm living my life and change how I'm treating people. If I want to be happy and if I want the things that I want in this life, I can't just kind of keep treating the people around me the way that I had been treated in the past. And kind of just leaving high school was that really big stepping stone of like, okay, I'm out. Like, now I'm in control of my life. Like, now you can't put me into school with all these people that I don't want to be in school with. And that is why my first year of college, I was going to school and a lot of people I was going to school with were people I went to high school with. And so it's like you're getting messages like texts and Snapchats and Instagrams like, hey, let's meet up for lunch. Hey, let's meet up on campus. And that was not something I wanted to be around. And that's why I knew right away, yeah, I'm going to go to school in the city where no one that from my high school goes to, because I definitely cannot live the lifestyle of someone who like is still friends with those people in high school and like lives that. And for some people, that's fine because some people went to high school and had a great experience and had great friends and went to great parties and had all these fun events, but that was never me in high school. The only part of high school that I loved was sports. So I feel like for me, it's like I needed to escape that to grow. And for whoever's listening to this that asked for kind of like younger teen advice and surviving high school, I just want you to know, like, I've been through it. I've been through girls being super mean. I've been through girls being super jealous. I've been through the guy issues, whatever it is that you're going through in high school, I've been through, maybe not everything. But I just want you to know it is such a minor part of your life and your life doesn't even start until after high school ends. And some people could say the same for college because it could be true for college too. Like, I don't think we realize how young 18 is. That's normally how old you are when you like leave high school. That is so young. And it's like in the moment, it's hard for us to see like, wow, that is a really young age. But I promise you, you have so much more ahead of you than anything that you're going through in high school or in middle school right now. These girls that are calling you names or messaging you mean things or saying mean things behind your back, you never have to talk to them again after you graduate. You don't even have to talk to them right now. They might be like a background in your life right now, but they won't always be that way and they won't always have that power over you. So I feel like just kind of take advantage of the people that you are grateful for and the people who do support you and love you through everything you do. Because once I started focusing on those people, I was at a much, much like better place in my life. And I was able to grow so much more in my journey and see my full potential because I was surrounded by people who also saw my full potential and wanted me to succeed. And when you're around people that make you that when you're around people that want you to succeed, it's very hard to not believe in yourself. So I feel like my biggest tips for surviving high school is, number one, never lose track of your future. Like, never lose sight of your future. Focus on where you want to go to college. Focus on the lifestyle you want to live. And you're going to be super young. Like, when I was in high school, the biggest mistake I made was not focusing more on where I wanted to go to college and lifetime goals. I did always want like a New York City apartment and all that stuff, but I feel like I didn't focus too much on college, like where I was going or where I wanted to be. I wish I kind of like went to city school right away and figured it out. Maybe I dormed, maybe I went to an in-state and then studied abroad. Like, I feel like there were so many options that I could have taken and so many paths I could have followed, but that's just not where my mind was when I was in high school. So my biggest tips for you would be like, figure out what kind of lifestyle you want to live after high school. Like, what college you want to go to? What state do you want to be in? Do you want to be at home and save up and then study abroad for a semester, etc.? Whatever it is that you kind of want to do, try to focus on that in high school rather than those toxic people in front of you. So that would be my number one tip. Number two, don't take anything in high school too seriously. These girls that are super mean to you, don't take them too seriously. I was not the nicest girl in high school. Like, I was not the nicest person to other people in certain situations. I was never mean for no reason, but the second someone kind of crossed me or did something that I felt disrespected, I acted on it. And I feel like looking back, now I'm like someone who's trying to help other women, where back then if I was put in a situation where a girl did me dirty, I did them dirty back. And now, like who I am now, I would never do that. I'll never settle for disrespect or someone like saying something like touching me or being rude to me like that. I will never settle for, but I'm definitely not as confrontational as I used to be. And yeah, so that's kind of like my biggest advice, is like, don't take anything too seriously. Never lose sight of your future. Spend more time with like your family and your really close friends, and always stay true to yourself and who you are, because no matter what, you're going to grow through these 4 years, and then these 4 years do not determine the rest of your life. Like, the first college you go to doesn't mean it's the college you have to graduate at. Like, the first thing you say you're interested doesn't mean you have to like follow that interest. The first side hustle you start doesn't have to be your only side hustle. You know, there's so many opportunities that you have. I think finding your side hustle in high school is a great tip as well. But all these minor things, I promise you, do not matter as much as you think that they do. So I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope it helped you to kind of hear my high school journey a little bit and kind of just know that who you are in high school is not who you are now. You know, it's so much, you have so much time to grow and so much time to kind of go through this journey. But thank you so much to everyone who listened to this episode. And I want to thank you guys so, so much for kind of just like being very supportive of me. And I love you all so much. I hope you enjoyed the little surprise episode, and I will talk to you guys on Friday. Have a great day.